In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing the word
and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room, welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd be the audience too.
All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing the word
and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
I sing so beautiful, I should sing solo.
See, so low we can't hear you.
My voice may not be so marvelous, but my profile is out of this.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, and this is our special Hollywood Connections Tiki Talk with ladies from Clearwater, St. Petersburg, all over the Florida area. And let's welcome Cassie Jenkins. She is our also co-host and host, and she's got a guest in the house. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I sure do, and it's Best of the Gulf Beaches.
Best of the Gulf Beaches, hang on, because I've been at their restaurant with Soap This, with Patty and Barb, and met
That's
all the soap opera stars.
That's
right.
How Dawn and I met. I have Cynthia and Manny, and first thing I'm going to ask is how you got started in the restaurant business.
We are live, 106.1 FM, The Heat.
Alrighty. So we're originally from Montreal, Canada. We moved here 8 years ago. We've always been in the restaurant business. So we decided to move down and open up some restaurants. So that's how we started with our spectacular breakfast and lunch.
And you have three locations,
yep,
correct?
We have three locations. The original location's on Almerton and Belcher. And then we opened up on Clearwater Beach. And then our newest one is on Indian Rocks Road and Walsingham, also considered Largo.
Oh, where at Indian Rocks and Walsingham? What
there's
was there before?
There's a Publix, and it's across the street from the Publix Plaza.
Oh, okay.
There's
Is it
Bell's.
Open now?
Yep.
Oh,
open
okay.
since February.
Okay. Cool, cool. Manny, do you want to say anything about the COVID and what happened last, I guess it was March now, right?
Well, we opened our new location a month exactly before COVID hit us, so we had to shut it down for the couple of months, and we concentrated all our efforts on the one location to make sure that people know that we were still around, and we just did, you know, takeout and delivery and stuff like that.
And your hours of operation?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're 7 to 2 and 7 to 3 on the busier days.
Okay, I mean, like, so how many hours, like, what time do you open up in the morning and
7
close?
7 o'clock in the morning, and we close at 2 in the afternoon.
Awesome.
Okay. And weekends at 3. Breakfast
and
all day.
I've been there. Their Belgian waffles are truly amazing and delicious. You made me want to go out and buy a Belgian waffle maker after I came to your place. I'm serious. It's already done.
Now, tell us what you did when COVID hit, and Cynthia was telling me that you had food to give away.
Well, we decided to feed the people that needed the help, and since we had all this food, then instead of just getting rid of it, we decided to give it out to all the people and help out as many families as we could, and we had a good turnout. Like, at least 200 people showed up in their cars, and we just brought it to their cars, and we fed them before anybody started giving out food.
Wonderful.
You know, it was,
you said nurses?
Yeah, we
police
nurses, police officers, fire trucks came, and we just gave it away, and it was a great day. It was we had all our staff there helping us, and it was just an amazing feeling to give away and help people.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, that was Feed the Community?
And that's what we did, yes.
Okay. And you're also going to talk about Marine Toys for Tots, because that's coming up soon around Christmas time, correct?
Yep, we do that too. This is our third or fourth year. We collect toys for the needy. And then we drop it off. We put boxes in our restaurant so you can drop off a new unwrapped gift. So,
okay. And they can just bring those over starting now to the restaurant?
Not yet.
Okay.
We do that, I think in November you could start.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep us posted on that. So we'll make sure that we get those over there mm-hmm. with people from listening to our station. And have you been on the radio before?
No, our first time.
Well, welcome to the radio world. Well, we want to thank you so much. Cassie, any other questions?
There's a special organization, myhopechest.org, correct?
We also help breast cancer, yes. We like to help out.
That's amazing.
Now, that's a lot. I didn't know that reconstructive surgery is not covered.
No.
It's not covered.
I didn't know that.
Depends on what insurance you have.
Yeah.
Really?
If you have Medicare, it is covered. Okay. A breast cancer survivor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 2 times.
So that's what we donate.
I had a bilateral mastectomy in 2009.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And I had 17 reconstruction surgeries.
Oh, wow. Oh,
boy. And you give so much back to the community. That's amazing.
Well, that's the one, yeah, we help out with a friend. And so we donate $1 per plate. It's called the butterfly.
Well, we do 5 different specials for this organization. And we give back. It's like 15% or 20% of the sale of the.
So you put the dish on your menu, correct?
Right. Yep.
And then anyone that buys that plate, part of that goes to
we're not making any money on it. We pay our costs with it and stuff like that, and then whatever's left over basically goes to the organization.
Well, that's wonderful. And I spoke to Alyssa today, and she's going to be calling in. In a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
You're a wonderful asset to the community. I really appreciate you taking your time to come here.
You're very welcome.
And have more people like them.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes. And you have some gift cards to give away, or
yeah.
Okay.
I'll give out some gift cards.
Gift cards?
Yes, I do.
I want to come to the store anyway.
Give them the number to call in,
Don. Oh, call in at our live Facebook or Instagram. Call 727-441-3000. And what are you giving away?
A free meal.
There we go.
How cool is that? I know. I've done all my interviews for Soap This in front of your building, giving you a lot of exposure.
we could choose 2 callers. I mean, the first 2 callers.
First 2 callers. Okay, we got somebody on the line. Are they calling for our giveaway, for a free giveaway? I'm going to go in the back room. I'm going to make a phone call.
So I'll be back at another date.
Just kidding. Yeah, I'll be back.
For sure.
Call it up.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Sorry. I'm trying to do my Instagram. Something popped up.
I like your Instagram.
He's going to follow you.
Is it male or female?
I'm not sure.
It's female.
Don't worry. Breakfast
over there.
I love going to breakfast. I like good breakfast places. Do you have hash browns and potatoes, or do you have the hash? I like the hash.
Yeah,
I like
hash brown. Wow. Home fries.
Oh, you got them. I'm coming. I'm coming for breakfast.
She's coming for you.
So anybody that's calling in, or if you call in during the show, we'll make sure that you get that. Probably driving, and they don't want to call, text, but 727-441-3000, and the first caller will get a free meal to tell them your restaurant.
Spectacular.
There you go, in Clearwater Beach and in Largo.
There's right. 2 in Largo and 1 in one in Clearwater Beach, yes.
Amazing.
And in Rocks Beach, yeah?
It's considered Largo, yeah. They're both in Largo,
okay.
The other
Largo.
2. Yeah.
Is there right off of Almerton?
There's 1 on Almerton and Belcher.
Okay.
And the other one is Indian Rocks and Walsingham.
Well, if nobody calls in, can we give it to our engineer? Because our engineer works very hard for us, and he deserves. He does. If nobody, I would love to do that because he just is doing an extra hour for us, and we love him. No, so just in case.
What about an email address?
Or an email. That would be good. You can send it to Dawn Reese, 106.1 FM@gmail.com. That would be great.
We've got to get our email.
Yes, Tiki Talk. We're going to do that this week. We're going to get that done. Well, thank you both for being here so much.
Our
and
pleasure.
You can listen to the show on the way home. 106.1 FM. We'll be in the car.
You sound wonderful.
You're
very cool. Let's go back to the Tiki Talk music, the Tiki Room. And before we do, I'm going to just do, because we have a quick intro, I'm going to do my 5 minutes real quick. And we're going to bring back in Andy.
The boys, are fabulous.
Yeah, actually, Matt is leaving, but if Matt wants to pop in for a second well before.
Can we do that as well?
Yeah, let's bring him back in for a minute, because I have a few minutes before everybody. And these guys are from Nashville, Tennessee, and Oklahoma. Amazing artists. Matt, you're going to come in as well on the second hour, but we're all going to sing this song called Salt Life. And can somebody get him in here, Andy, right now? Because we have a lot of singers. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM, The Heat. And if you're on TikTok, back, if you just see that somebody had tried to be me, please mock them and report them.
Come here, gentlemen.
They do that, and somebody's trying to be me. It says Dawn Reese Show, blah, blah, blah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they do that. So please, everybody that's on my TikTok, please block and report that name right there. That's not me. I'm on the air live. Okay, let's get you back in here for a minute. Let's have you kick off an Salt Life on this hour. And then, Matt, we're going to play one of your songs real quick. Again, we're going to surprise you. We have a little bit of time. And anyways, here we go. And we are back. Andy, tell everybody your name on Tiki Talk.
It's AndyPurcellMusic.com, P-U-R-S-E-L-L.
There you go.
Like and purchase here, and sell.
That's and we're all going to sing along with him. We got some singers here. And take it away.
All right, everybody, if you've never heard the song, let me hear you say, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Let me hear you say, hell yeah.
Where's Chrissy? She can do it louder.
Right, let me hear you say, hell no.
Hell no.
Hell yeah, hell yeah, hell no. You got it. Here we go. AndyPurcellMusic.com. You can go Spotify, P-U-R-S-E-L-L, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all the networks, all the social media. I mean, they're out everywhere. You listen to them on YouTube and
awesome.
Just everywhere. Just
well, we wanted to bring them back in for my special. I got about 10 minutes, so I want
to
thank you for all joining us for being here. Can we also get, let's see, Matt, he's going to come on real quick. Let's play that song that you are just releasing as well.
Yes, yes. The song that we're fixing to do is the title track to my new EP. It's called Late Night. Wrote it with Mitchell Timpenny and Jesse Murphy. It's a fun song.
I got you. Let's go to that one, and we'll be right back. We've got some amazing country artists in the house, and I'm Dawn Reese. And we got ladies, and we got more stuff to talk about. Let's go to that song, Matt. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
All right, everybody.
I know a bar ain't too far, selling dollar PBRs, and that sounds pretty damn good to me. Started out, small crowd, didn't plan on getting wild, but you can't turn down shots of whiskey, and it's looking like a late night. Gonna have a good time. Let's take a ride to the other side of midnight. Line them up, shoot them down till you feel right. Drink it till it's all gone. Forget about tomorrow. Fill them up, raise them high till you see the sunrise. It's looking like a late night. The band ends, where's my friends? I guess I couldn't handle it. I guess I'll have me one more drink. Sat down, last round, met a girl from out of town. She ordered us double shots of whiskey. And it's looking like a late night. Gonna have a good time. Let's take a ride to the other side of midnight. Line them up, shoot them down till you feel right. Drink it till it's all gone. Forget about tomorrow. Fill them up, raise them high till you see the sunrise. It's looking like a late night.
And Matt, give your information where they can actually buy your music right now.
Just, you know what, it like Andy, Pandora, Spotify, iTunes, Matt Bailey, B-A-I-L-I-E.
And that's my special next week. We'll be Miracle Stories. We'll be back. And we have another guest. Let's go to Tiki Talk Music. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you so much.
Amazing music and artists from the country scene of Nashville and Florida.
Text me, I'll send you that now.
Sounds good.
Welcome to our tropical hideaway. You lucky people, you.
And let's introduce to you, we have somebody here that is also one of our reporters and Lifetime reporters as well, Carrie K. Davis. And welcome to Tiki Talk, you're part of as well. And tell us who your guest is today.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Tiki Talk Show and starring Dawn Reese. Thank you so much for inviting me. And this is Ginger. She and I became friends. We met at Ricky T's, and I was singing and having fun or listening to somebody singing. And so we met at Ricky T's, and she does yoga and really great, powerful breathing techniques. And she's moved from Nebraska. And we're actually going
to
be...
Welcome to Florida. Oh, yes. We have some ocean music.
Yes. You gotta love it, right? I'm kind of a hybrid. So I had 7 years in North Florida. So I'm kind of like, this is newbie down here for me. But Florida.
Oh, girlfriend, it's so fun down here.
I know, I love it down here. I'm like, this is where I'm going.
We gave her the initiation at Splash Harbor Water Park. We all met over there. And, you know, I have a cabana. We have to do that. Cabana day.
We had a blast that day.
We have a cabana day soon.
We are. Yeah.
It's so nice of you.
So are you looking to teach some place or
so? Yes, so basically, yeah, I'm gonna be doing beach, preferably, just because I like the visual of it. It adds the visual of the beach is just serene and peaceful, and it's a great setting. So it'll be beach on my Facebook page, Restoration Yoga with Ginger. You can find me and all the information and the events. So all the practicing, I'll have events on Facebook page.
So I have a couple of questions for you, Ginger. What will you be doing as a certified yoga practitioner?
So instructor. I will be
didn't mean to say practitioner. Instructor.
So yeah, I will be creating events on my Facebook page, Restoration Yoga with Ginger. On Facebook, and basically deep breathing, meditation, and restorative yoga, which is mild stretching, you know, deep stretching, stability, along with the breathing and the meditative state, just to bring back homeostasis within the body.
How did you get involved with this? It's so awesome.
Well, just my own health and taking ownership. It's my life, and owning that and putting it priority number one. And so, you know, now I want to be able to do this. Obviously, I'm doing it, and then share it with others.
And Ginger's been helping me a lot, so, you know, because I just started doing yoga, and I've just done it, like, 2 days in a row now, and I feel awesome.
Nice, I know.
And she's teaching me how to relax. too. So how did you get it? How did you get involved with it?
So basically, yeah, I just took ownership of my personal journey. I started doing it myself and just to see the benefits. And then I started meditation. Like 2 years now I've been doing, really like spending extensive time in meditation, breathing, and yoga. And so, yeah, I decided to do the certification because I have such a energy for it and I feel like it's so important.
Oh, yeah. Chrissy has a question.
Hey. So let me ask you, are you certified?
I'm certified.
You are certified. And how much do your classes run, sweetheart?
So they are, usually I do tips.
I'm nosy, I'm sorry.
I know, that's okay. And I'm trying to just go with tips right now to get established because I'm new. Like I said, I just moved here. And so I'm opening it up with that. And so as we go...
Awesome. Did you go, you went and got certified and
I
you
did.
Went back to school?
I did. I invested in that.
You.
Yeah, I invested in that.
You're very young. You're very pretty.
Thank you very much.
And that would be wonderful. Lovely. That's something good for some of our older people down here on
the
beach.
Well, it is.
And that is, yoga is a fabulous thing for your body.
Definitely,
It creates and helps your balance and everything. I'm an old broad, okay?
Whoa.
So there's a lot of old stupid things I do, like maybe go for a swim, a little yoga, and you know. And
yes.
So,
smart.
Yes,
smart
I will understand. I look forward to that. I'm going to come down
yes,
and check out your class.
You got to come join me.
Where is your class at?
So I will be creating events. So I've already had some. And so on my Facebook page, you can follow, and I'll have the event, the time, and the place.
And what is your Facebook page?
It's Restoration Yoga with Ginger.
Okay, awesome.
And we know some places, you know, even we were talking about the 55 and over communities or people that have clubhouses, you know, until when more things open up, that would be a great opportunity.
Her and I have been out networking.
That's a wonderful
thing. That's
awesome.
Especially
even some of the rehab centers here. There's a couple right over here by the bridge. If you go and see them, they'd probably love to add you to their,
absolutely.
Their venue. Okay, I'm an old retired nurse. And that's very good
for you. You know how important
so,
it is, yes. And I'm out there networking right now. Every time I go out, I'm networking. And
well,
so,
please make sure I get your card before you leave, Miss Ginger, okay?
Thank you so much. I sure will. Thank you.
Pleasure having you.
And welcome to Florida.
Yes.
So also, Carrie has another business, a couple of them. She's an entrepreneur, and we're going to be talking to her for a few more minutes as well. And then we're coming back over to Renee Leon and Health and Beauty as well. And we've got Cassie
and Chrissy
over here.
Honestly, I've just been busy.
So, Carrie, tell us what you're doing.
Well, I'm working with people on holistic health. There's a lot of people out there that really need that. They really want it. It's not that we don't need medication, because we do. And so I'm not against medication, but I just really think it's important that there's a holistic way to do things. And so I'm working with clients now into my 6th month schooling. So I'm able to start working with clients and doing health sessions. So I'm doing those. And I'm on Facebook, which is Carrie K. Davis. So it's spelled CarrieKay Davis. And you can find me playing guitar. So I'm also singing.
So you learned how to play guitar?
I'm learning.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I have the Keith Urban CDs, and you should help me because
I
have 2 guitars that I haven't even tried yet.
I'm playing tomorrow night at, I'm going to be singing tomorrow night.
Where?
At the Sharks in Largo.
At what time?
And I will be on stage around 9 o'clock. And so excited. It's Sharks in Largo. I don't know the address.
Okay.
Facebook page.
Yeah, you just go to Sharks. Sharks
Google.
Grill.
Google
yep.
gives you everything.
Now, I gave you also the America's Got Talent information, so you've got to get that stuff out to her. Make sure you do.
I will.
For sure.
So I wanted to just tell you guys a little bit about CBD. It's amazing. It's helping a lot of people. It's helped me a lot. It helped me with, I had shingles. I was really, really super sick, and it really, really helped me a lot. So I got involved with CBD, and now I do a lot of educational CBD seminars. There's like 7 things to look for when buying it, and it's super, super important. So,
and you're going to school as well.
I'm going to school.
Adding education.
Yes,
yeah.
And then I also work with circulation therapy, and circulation therapy even helped one of our guests over here, Renee.
Yes.
It helped her a lot, and she can just attest to that. It's just amazing.
Can I ask her? What happened when you tried it?
Well, I started to feel like the areas of achiness was starting to go away. So I was starting to get strength in the areas that I had the circulation therapy wrapped around me, and actually I wanted to just keep doing it. I wanted
it's European technology. It's amazing. It's amazing. It took a fishbone out of my foot that was in there for 8 months, and it kept me from having to have a $15,000 surgery. So I'm I started my business with a fishbone in my foot.
Wow. Amazing. Yeah, it felt really good. It felt really good to do that service that you had, that you
explain
had offered.
Explain what I haven't heard of.
Cassie, here.
Well, you basically lay on a mat that has the little magnets in it, and it circulates in your body, and it opens up your blood, so your blood in your veins are draining the way they're supposed to. They're running like a river. They're running through your blood. And when we have no circulation, the veins are clogged. The blood's not running correctly. And that's how things can get started with, and you can be very unhealthy that way.
And so, how long is the session?
8 minutes. And I typically do the first session for free, and then it's 7 sessions for $100.
Oh, very good.
Do you still go to the people?
Yes, I do have a mobile I'm working on, where I can just, come to you in a van, in an RV kind of thing. I'm working on that. But I will also be opening in an office as soon as I graduate. And so I'm just learning a whole lot about holistic health coaching and how I'll be working alongside doctors to help people with things like mindset, water, making sure they get their nutrition, exercise, and sleep. So that 5-step program is amazing at changing people's lives, and that's what I'm going to be focusing on. And also writing a book called Living a Healthy Lifestyle, and a show in Nighttime Miami.
That's right, Bobby Kent, my dear friend.
Because of Dawn.
Yeah. Bobby has different show segments for people, and he's going to give her a show segment that she's going to do for an hour, I think
it is. It's a dream of mine.
Right.
So I'm very happy, and since I met Dawn and everybody on the radio, I'm just so blessed.
Aww.
Thank you guys for just taking me in as your family.
A lot of people
have it. Aww. Do you have a website?
I'm working on a website right now. I really am. The reason why it's not completed is because I'm not through my schooling and do not have my certification.
Okay.
But I am getting a website for it. My number is 515-822-4877. And I can also be reached on Facebook. I'm so good at Facebook. I'm just, I love to help
and
people.
And you have a show on Mondays.
And every Monday night I do have Living a Healthy Lifestyle show, yes. And I bring, I am wanting to interview people that are in the field of holistic. So if anybody is interested, please contact me, because I would love to sit down with you and pick your brain. And that's how I learn and grow and education.
Yeah. And you also have a title with us with Hollywood Connections. Tell us about
it. I got a title of beauty and health and wellness, and it's just so exciting. Last week I had my crown on, and so I'm just really excited to be back on the radio and doing some really fun things with Dawn and Chrissy and Renee and Lisa and Cassie, and I'm very blessed to be here.
We're going to start calling it Wonderful Women Wednesday.
We're the Soul Sisters,
Wednesdays.
Right?
We have the Sunscreen Film Festival coming up, the 24th through the 26th, Sunscreen Film Festival. And we do have only a couple media passes, so I got to work with everybody and find out who wants to go to do some interviews.
I would love to go.
We're going to put all the names in a hat.
I think it's in Orlando.
No, it's actually here. This is in St. Pete. St. Petersburg.
But some of the things.
Is Tony doing it?
Tony Yelmer, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is when?
It's going to be the 24th through the 26th.
Oh, okay.
So I only have a certain media because of the COVID and everything. So what we got to do is find out who wants to go where and when and do some interviews for Hollywood Connections and Tiki Talk.
So thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it. And I will be back on the radio again and watch my show every Monday night. It's so inspirational. I have so many people.
What time do you go on?
7 o'clock Eastern. And then for all my Iowa friends, 6 p.m. Central, I'll be on. And it's just a half an hour show, but it's just amazing what it's done in my life, and I'm consistently running it every Monday night.
Wow, that's amazing. I was at Back to the Beach, Ohio.
Well, I plan on being back on the radio and doing my show in studio.
Right, under Hollywood Connections Beauty Queen
Under
Special.
Hollywood Connections, yes.
We're excited about that. We're excited that you're here, and I'm so glad that you're here, and I got to be
thank you,
and
Ginger.
Enjoy the Splash Harbor Water Park.
Give another shout out.
Thank you so much. Yeah, Ginger, and I have my Facebook page. You can follow me on Restoration Yoga with Ginger, and it has all the information you need. So yeah, definitely come join me, and let's breathe, and let's take our own our take our life back.
Oh, it feels so good. It feels so good. You guys should need to do a class with us.
We should do that. We could.
She would do a class with us.
We could do it on the beach, right?
We do.
We could. I would be. I want to tell you. I'd be like I Love Lucy because I have taken. My mother was a dance teacher, and we had over 300 kids in dance. And of course, my sister and I wanted to take her class in ballet and tap, and we were both Ethel and Lucy because we are. You know, our legs would be up this way, and people. We'll be like this way. Well, if you do it.
Okay, so we're going to do it.
We're
going
to do it.
So, Ginger, when are we going to do this class?
I double dare you, Chrissy, to do it with me.
What do you want me to do?
Yeah. If you have issues, yes, you can modify, and that's the beautiful thing.
I modified.
It's just, you just modify.
I did. I was hurting. I could not bend my legs the way that she wanted me to, Indian style. I could not hold that for very long.
Oh, my God, I sit in yourself.
And so, I know, but I wasn't used to it, and so that's what's so great about yoga. If you're not used to it, you can still do different things with
it. And it helps like joints and if you have arthritis and stretching it out and everything too.
Stress.
Yes,
everybody, guys, you know health is so important and stress is huge. If you get the stress out of your life, you know.
That's where I'm at.
That's right. And I know Carrie's, you can see her sing tomorrow night. Tell everybody one more time where you're going to be at.
I'm going to be at Sharks in Largo, Florida, and I'm going to be on stage at 7 p.m. and I'm going to be with Tommy McCoy, and we have an open jam, so I'm really excited. And my band is Gypsy Rose, by the way.
Very
cool. So I'm putting it all together.
Very cool. I love the shirt. Where'd you get that from?
It's a fish shirt.
I love that.
It's actually Sam's Club. I got them in every color.
Oh, I'm Sam Costco. Okay, I got to go to Sam's Club. I got the Costco card.
Yeah. If you find something, you get it in every color, right?
Exactly. Like our sparkle shoes. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, last week, Ed, our manager comes in, he goes, who had a sparkle party? And I said, and it was not me. It was Carrie.
It's still in the chair, too.
It was her dress. It was her glitter dress. So there we confessed
on
the
air. Well, my nickname is Sparkles.
I know, but you know what's so funny? I go in to get my nails done at ladies, and she goes, sparkle girl, sparkle, sparkle nails, sparkle toes. And then, I got sparkle shoes. I just got sparkle shoes. Yes, I love. Look at this Amazon affiliate here.
I made these.
Oh,
very nice.
So if anybody likes to refurbish their boots, you can just paint the angel wings.
If I can get my feet back into them. I don't know. It's like my ice skates. I can't.
When you get old.
Can I try to get my feet in my skates?
Shrink when you get old.
I don't know. So they kind of expand into my ice skates.
Well, we are going to go ice skating, right, Dawn?
Yes, we're going to do that. When do you want to go?
I don't know, but we're going to put a group together. I went roller skating Wednesday night. It's adult night at Astro Skate, and I had the time of my life.
And then she fell and hurt her and her
I did
wrist,
fall and okay? hurt.
They should give you free roller skating over there.
Yeah, I know, right?
Free roller
skating. No, they make you sign a waiver. You don't.
Where's the ice skating around
Renee
here?
Miss Renee over here.
I know. So we want to thank you. Let's go to the Tiki Talk song and Tiki, Tiki, Tiki Talk.
Tiki, Tiki, Tiki.
And we're going to go to our next amazing VIP guest, and she's going to tell what she does. And thank you, Carrie and
you
Ginger
so
for
much.
Being here. But stay with us. You're here.
Okay.
And let's go over to Renee Leon. And hello, this is Tiki Talk Show. Here we go. Take it away, Renee.
Is it a song? Is it a song that you have playing right now?
Yes.
It's a Tiki Tiki Room.
Oh, where's
this is Tiki
song?
Talk.
Where's this?
Oh, it's just us.
Oh, where's your headsets?
I don't know. I don't have no headsets.
I'm like, I didn't hear anything.
Well, that would help. I have extra coffee here. Here? See, our backdrop is the Tiki Room.
I like it. That was a good idea.
We have somebody designed
I know.
I should sing solo.
We're working on the logo.
Hello, the Tiki Room.
Exactly. And let's cut that and go to Renee. She's got some wonderful news to tell, what she's been up to, people that she's met, and all this good stuff.
Hi, everybody. How are you? So much has happened since the last time I was on the show. I am now in Daddy, We're Back. I am Lena.
Congratulations.
I'm an actress. We're filming now. We're in the fifth
the fifth episode I'm filming on Sunday.
Congrats.
With Angela and Valencia, which are very good friends of yours, Dawn. You started them out.
I did. They came off of my Craigslist ad for auditions.
So I wanted to tell you that the father that's playing the part, Dennis Mallard, he is up for two awards. Tony's thing down in St. Pete.
I know. That's amazing.
He's up for
two. Yes, he's up for two or three awards, and he's the father. I'm the executive assistant with him, and it's amazing. I got the part, and eight months ago.
And how did you get the part? What happened?
Well,
how did you go for the audition?
What happened was Debbie from CVF Production sent them over my photograph, and then they contacted me, and then they had me memorize a part, and I got, 2 days later, they called me and they said I got the
part.
And they can see
it. Amazing.
They can see the trailer on.
You can see the trailer on 24 Flicks. It's Christian based.
Yay!
Okay. And they're very Christian. They're great. They're Irish twins, 10 and a half months apart.
Nice.
It's multiracial, which is real nice because it's, you know, Asian, Black, African American, I should say, white, Spanish. I mean, we're all a little different. And the nice thing is, it's funny. It's really comical. It's nothing bad in it.
I can't wait to see it.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait till, you know, somebody picked it up, and we're waiting for it to get picked up on one of the stations.
Nice.
Which is really nice.
What is the premise of the movie?
Well, it's I can't really say much about it.
No, just a little tease.
All right, so the two girls, their father's white, they're Black, one of them is pregnant. I can't say much more.
the
boyfriend's been with her for years, doesn't want to get married. It's like real life story stuff. But it's okay because, you know, I'm very close to the girls. And
well, you're also very Italian. That helps,
very
too.
Very Italian. Yes. Io parlo Italiano. But the nice thing about it is I'm in the Italians. I'm going to be Gabriella Carlucci in The Italians.
That's
also.
Cool. That's
yes.
Cool.
I got the part
And then your daughter makes some fabulous food.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right? Gabriella, my daughter Gabriella, and her husband opened up a restaurant called Bruno's.
Oh, we'll have to go.
It's right in Hudson. Ask Dawn. Dawn and her husband, the best pizza in the world.
Best pizza.
Going towards Tony's.
It's going towards Spring Hill. Towards Spring Hill. But, you know, I used to own restaurants with my ex-husband. He's back in Italy right now. But, you know, my kids were grown up. I mean, they were in their little strollers when I was going and doing, running around and going and picking up this and that. And, I mean, we're still close. We're friends. And but the Italians in New York, we're going to be filming in Tokyo, Germany, France, Morocco, Miami, New York, and L.A. So with all this coronavirus, it kind of put things on hold right now. The only thing is, you know, when he's ready, he's ready. Zach Dieppe, he is the producer, the writer, and he was born in Germany. And when I met him a year ago in June, He made me part of it. So I'm going to be Johnny Martino,
right?
Which Dawn had me go, and I went and interviewed him.
Well, Johnny Martino was in the movie The Godfather.
The Godfather. He was the Godfather 1. He was the driver that, you know, Clemenza goes, hey, Paulie, give me the cannolis and throw the box away. Give me the cannolis.
He's been a friend of mine for 30 years.
For how
longer.
Long now?
50
right?
years.
Longer. That time?
Yeah, he judged my first pageants back in the day when I used to run that. But
well,
yeah.
You know, Dawn asked me to, she goes, why don't you go and interview him? This would be great for you because you're already part of the Italians. And when I met him, and I just happened to, I got him connected with Zach. I was like, I have a feeling he would be great.
That's
and he's
awesome.
So happy to be part of it. But with all this corona, everything's put on hold right now.
Right.
You know?
We were at your daughter's restaurant.
Yes.
And I have to say, and this is not an exaggeration, it is the best Italian food
I've had
in years.
Yes.
Oh, really, I know. That pizza is amazing.
But
I mean,
the food, what do we have? Chicken. Eggplant parm. We had the chicken.
Oh, I love that.
Chicken marsala.
Oh. Listen, the Italians are some of the best cooks around.
Well, yeah, from Naples.
I know lots
from Naples.
Italians,
yeah.
I love it.
You have more of the pink sweet sauce, which I like.
Well, that was aloe vodka, I think.
Okay.
It was the aloe vodka. And then there was abruzze.
Yeah.
It's called chicken abruzze, is what they had.
It was delicious.
What does that mean?
Chicken abruzze, it's the way they prepare it,
yes.
And it's the hidden secret.
Oh, what
does abruzze mean?
Abruzze. Abruzze is a town in Italy.
Yeah,
so
okay.
So my ex-husband had made it where he named it Abruzze.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And so he made it. He was actually there. He made it. And we surprised my daughter with a shower. Third child, you know, Bruno, Antimo, and now Maria Renee.
That's Italian.
My little granddaughter. So,
the
Nona. But I'm going to be all over the place. So right now, I try to spend as much time as I can in the family. But not only that, I'm a reporter for Hollywood Connections for Dawn.
Yes, and she also has a lifetime, actually, a title coming up for Miss Hollywood Reporter.
You're saying it.
I'm waiting for her crown to come, and it's on back order.
I'm looking forward to it. Yes, and I want to tell you, Beauty, Health, and Wellness, when I was working with Dawn a little over a year ago, it was an idea that I had, Beauty, Health, and Wellness, and we went with it. And there's this one lady that has a place right in Clearwater here, and her name is Angela. And you might know, I think you might know of her. She's all over Facebook. It's called Hope's Wellness. Did you ever hear of her?
Hope's Wellness.
She has it. Yeah, she has it. She's, you know, where you, it's registered, you can, as a weight loss program. But there's also infrared light, which melts fat away. And she's running a special right now, and she became a friend of mine. And
that's why you look so good.
It's been a long time. But I want to tell you something. It actually is another healing. Like
there's
certain healing within. I mean, all these different avenues. Look at
what you're doing. Do you remember the red light therapy
you do that too.
Yes.
See, all that red light therapy,
of
us. All of us should do it.
Yeah, it's for skin conditions.
What?
I don't make underlights.
Really?
Okay. I never have.
Really?
I love the Florida sunshine, my darling.
I just want to say her address.
Yes, please.
To say where she's located, okay? First of all, her number is 727-215, and what did I just do?
She'll find it.
727-215-8239, and her initial introduction is $49 for a consultant treatment. Her name is Angela, but it's Hope's Wellness Center.
Hope's Wellness Center.
Yes.
Very nice.
And she's very down to earth. She's great. She's fabulous. And she's located here. If you look on Facebook and you see what she's doing, she's on everybody's Facebook. But I told her that, you know, since she's been so kind to me before I had my surgery, that I wanted to announce her.
That was nice.
They say do unto others as they do unto you, right?
Exactly.
Am I right?
Treat people
and look
the way
at Dawn, look
treated.
At Dawn. She introduced me. She said, Renee, go do the interview with Johnny Martino, right?
Right?
So I became friends with Johnny Martino, right?
Right.
But then I used my idea, my thought, to take it another step and say, Zach, what do you think? Johnny Martino from The Godfather. What better than to have him part of the Italians? He goes, I like the way you think. And with that, I hooked him up, and now...
Well, maybe next week, if you come back to Tiki Talk, and the women's, you can have Johnny call in.
God, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. And his wife, Lori, very beautiful.
I know.
Nice.
Amazing.
Amazing. And he looks fabulous.
I know. He's a singer.
He sings too. Awesome singer.
Really? How old is he now?
I don't want to say age.
Yeah,
he
doesn't look like
his
age.
It's all known.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, he's 83, but he looks like 60.
Oh, God, love him.
Listen, he looks 60.
Just turned 90 the other day, and he looks fabulous.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she takes
friends.
His wife takes care of him, and he takes care of her. And you know
awesome.
What?
Exactly.
He's a beautiful person within too. He really is.
Well,
and he loves you, Dawn.
He
loves you.
I love him too, and we want to get him on the air with you on your special. You know, the red light therapy. So I have a question, ladies.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So we have our sailboat, and we have red lights inside. Would that be red light therapy?
I don't know.
That's funny.
Or is that bad boat?
So hey, listen. Maybe they can carry that on the inside of the boat there.
Right? Or is that bat mode?
It's called the Batmobile.
The clinic that I'm going to be opening.
I'm sorry, my sense of humor.
It's okay. Holistic,
you know, we're
going to
start bringing food.
Yeah.
Because I'm hungry.
And red light therapy is something that we work with. So.
Red light therapy. That's very good for arthritis.
I have eczema.
Right? Eczema.
And it is amazing. It is amazing for all of
it. It removes fat?
Yeah. It's amazing.
It does a lot of stuff.
And I'm going to be 54, and I have a lot of people go, you look like you're in your 30s. And I put that red light therapy up.
It's supposed to be good
face.
For your skin, too.
Another
it's supposed
thing,
to tighten your skin.
Another thing, too.
Well, it might do that, too. I don't know.
Absolutely wonderful.
If you have sinus problems,
right?
You take the red light therapy and you put it right here.
Right
and,
on the
and
area.
Within 8 minutes, it will.
So it's a light that goes on your nose?
It's like a red light, infrared.
Not like a laser thing.
No, it's like
it's
infrared.
The size of
I'm
the
being
smart.
Honest.
It's about the size of these.
So
heads.
She has this that it comes
like
over
like
the face.
It's like
yeah.
this.
And it has all these little dots. It comes over the face.
Renee, it's like this. Remember?
So wait, you have dots all over your face?
Yes, but.
Is it like run?
Yeah, but no, but like, no, what Angela has is she has the thing that goes over the face, then she has the one that goes over the stomach, then she has the things that go over the arms and the legs.
Why doesn't she come here and bring it?
Well, she's got her own place. She just moved.
Oh.
She's right in Clearwater here. You can go and for $49 for an introductory. Come on.
But the
great deal.
Maybe after therapy that I use, it's a round disc.
Yes, I remember
and
that.
It's a magnet, basically. And
okay.
It has a little electrical currents in it
yes.
that you don't feel, but what it does
is
it brings your circulation and blood flow back. It will take away your inflammation and
inflammation.
Your
inflammation.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Oh, no, Carrie, I really want to say that it really did help me when I was doing it.
Well, yeah. I had fallen on my wrist, and you can talk to Ginger. She knew how much pain I was in. And I had done like 20 sessions of the circulation therapy, and I can move my wrist now and everything, and it was really bad. So
praise the Lord.
Immediately. I want to work with people that have sports injuries so bad, like immediately.
Because
like,
it's a lot of good looking.
That's good money, too.
Yeah, just
get into this
for them immediately so we can get the circulation on the area that they just injured, and then they can go back out to the football
ice skating.
Field.
I'll hook you up with the ice skating rings,
yeah.
too. I mean, all these skaters come on.
I can help a lot of
I'll let
people.
You know after next week if I can make it on the ice. I used to be really good. Yes. Yes.
I don't,
go ahead.
I don't, wait. What did you say? I'm sorry, Cassie. Tell me.
I said I want a pan of food for
your
daughter.
Oh. Well, you know,
we need Bruno's pizza.
You can go up there to eat. Just
Bruno's
go. It's
pizza.
Right on Hudson.
Can we order and pay for it?
No, it's so too far to deliver.
Hudson's a long
but
way
I like,
away.
I like what you said. I wrapped the pizza up and put it in my freezer,
like
and I
that?
Put it back in the oven.
Thank
it was
you,
just as good as it was before.
This is called waste not wanting.
A little Italian secret.
Okay?
Italian secret is if you buy a pizza and there's only you or two people, and you say, okay, I got like half this pizza left. Each one individually, tin foil, and then put it in a plastic little bag, like from like Publix or whatever. Put it in the freezer, and when you want it, you pull it out, wait about 5-10 minutes, pop it in the oven. It tastes like you just came out
that's
of the
right.
oven.
Yeah.
Have you
amazing.
Tried cauliflower pizza?
Yeah, that's good too. That's good for gluten free. It's like gluten.
I love cauliflower pizza.
Yeah, if you're gluten intolerant,
that's
awesome.
One of the recipes that I use in my program for people.
I can hear my stomach over here growling already.
Well, I know.
Well, I mean, for my hubby, we're going to go to Cassie in a minute, and I'm going to play my miracle stories next week from Beaming Hope Church, of course. And they're amazing. They're up on YouTube on Dawn Reese's show. But I actually, Cassie, I'm like, oh, I have to get to the station. And you said, well, put some chicken in the crock pot and put a stick of what? Cream cheese. So, what is it called?
It's called cracked chicken.
Cracked chicken.
You put,
I did not
you
know.
Put the chicken in the crock pot.
Right.
And you put one or two. I usually put a couple blocks of cream cheese in because I like it gooey.
Right.
And
just
I add potatoes up on
the
top.
She likes it gooey. She likes it gooey.
And add a little seasoning salt, a little garlic salt, you know, and turn it on low and let it cook.
Devin's
home. Get it done.
Devin's out there, and she said, I looked at the crock pot real quick, and she goes, it looks like a baby born with the white stuff on it. I'm like, that is not. Do not tell my husband that.
Yeah.
Do not tell my husband that.
That's some of the best chicken you will ever eat. My friend
so
does everybody own
next
a new
time
way
when we do go out to eat, we'll do a video of the restaurant.
Oh heck yeah! We'll have to go out there and get some pizzas and bring it to the station for sure. Renee, we want to thank you for being here. Any last words that you have?
No, just that I will see you when I get my crown. Right,
it's coming. It's bad with
my
COVID.
Lifetime with the COVID all situation going on.
I do want to do some movie stuff with you though.
Hey,
I did want
to
let you know
buy
that.
A crown if you really
I'm really excited. Wait.
Yeah.
I just was told. You know Armageddon, right?
Right.
All right, so you know All right. What did Jeff say? He said that he has a part for me in that movie, right?
Right.
The new Armageddon. Yeah.
Jeff Fitzpatrick.
The new Armageddon.
Right. Jim.
The new, Jim Fitzpatrick. He's the one that we did that casting call.
You did fabulous.
Nice. Yeah. And he's doing the casting for that movie. What's it called?
Soulmates.
Soulmates.
Oh, I love
that. Yeah. Sounds like it could be a good
thing. Brian's doing that, right?
Yeah. Brian Jobba and Holly.
Brian Jobba. Yeah. The Jobba brothers. Yeah.
So but we have 7:55. It goes so fast, ladies. And Cassie, you want to talk about your business real quick and what you're doing?
I'm going to talk about next week. Okay. We're going to have a real estate agent with events coming up.
Oh, that's good.
So stay tuned for next Wednesday. He has a lot of really good information on the trying times right now with real estate. And he just has a lot of really, really good educational input.
Does he have like rent to own?
I think he has everything.
And this is one of your people that you're bringing in?
Yeah, I'm bringing him on as a guest.
Well, I want you to contact me because I'm tired of renting.
Okay.
I would like to rent to own.
Okay, sounds good.
Sounds good.
And also, real quick before we go, Chrissy's daughter has a book that's out, and I have to brag because she wrote this amazing book. Tell us about the book that she wrote.
I'm just amazed. Actually, it's out in the other room. I'm sorry I didn't bring it in with me tonight. I've been kind of scattered.
Well, then tell them your Facebook, and you're going to put all the information.
Well, it's Katrina Madewell. I can go get the book, and I can show you the picture, you know, if you want to see the picture. It's actually a very informative book. She is a real estate and broker here in Florida.
Wow.
She is a tampon. She's Florida grown and has been it since she was 18. She's a very big entrepreneur.
And she's working with another very powerful person in the book.
Dave Ramsey is a good friend of hers.
Oh, and I love Dave Ramsey.
Most of her stuff is based from the stuff that she learned from Dave Ramsey.
Wow. Yes.
So that man is very, very intelligent if everybody happens to listen to what he has to say.
I took his course like 6 times, paid my house off.
Wow.
Yeah. Really?
See, this is Tiki Talk, and we're so excited. We're getting the countdown 2 minutes. I just want to thank all my ladies that are here. We have Carrie K. Davis. We have Ginger. We have Renee Leon, Chrissy Boyles, myself, Dawn Reese, and Cassie Jenkins on Tiki Talk. And we're going to end with the pastor, a little message that I found somebody from TikTok, and this is very powerful. And he told me last week that if you take a teaspoon of honey before organic and you fall asleep at night, you can sleep like a baby, and I have been sleeping like a baby. It does work. But I told him I wanted to give one inspiration word of message before we go. So stay tuned. It's only 60 seconds. We give you, God, all the honor and glory in your life. Watch things happen.
Amen.
And thank you, ladies. We look forward to next week and your guest as well. And this is Tiki Talk. Let's go to that interview with the pastor. We'll see you next week.
We're living in the last days. Absolutely. I was reading in 2 Timothy chapter 3 this morning. While no man knows the hour of Christ's return, we definitely know the season because it says in chapter 3, verse 1, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Listen to this. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incompetent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minders, and lover of pleasure more than lovers of God. Man, aren't we seeing that on the earth right now? Right now is the time to get right with God. If you've never received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, simply bow your head and receive Him today.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing the word
and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
our show is delightful. We hope you'll agree. We hope that it fills you with pleasure and glee. Because if we don't make you feel like that, we're gonna wind up on a lady's hat.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing the word and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
our magnificent production is yet to come. Shows from the guitar and beaty drum. We've been a hit and we know you adore us. So come on and join us in another chorus.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room, all the birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the tiki 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 room.
LUTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.